Have you heard the news? We're in a clean energy revolution. And where I live in Berkeley, California, it seems like every day I see a new roof with new solar panels going up, electric car in the driveway. Germany sometimes gets half its power from solar, and India is now committed to building 10 times more solar than we have in California by the year 2022. I mean, even nuclear seems to be making a comeback. Bill Gates is in China working with engineers. There's 40 different companies that are working together to try to race to build the first reactor that runs on waste, that can't melt down, and is cheaper than coal. And so you might start to ask, is this whole global warming problem going to be a lot easier to solve than anybody imagined? That was the question we wanted to know, and so my colleagues and I decided to take a deep dive into the data. We were a little skeptical of some parts of the clean energy revolution story, but what we found really surprised us. So the first thing is that clean energy has been increasing. This is electricity from clean energy sources over the last 20 years. But when you look at the percentage of global electricity from clean energy sources, it's actually been in decline from 36% to 31%. And if you care about climate change, you got to go in the opposite direction to 100% of our electricity from clean energy sources as quickly as possible.